You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday reiterated his appeal to state leaders to open their doors to migrants. His call came during the general audience in St. Peter's Square when the Pope said, "I like to see leaders who open their hearts and their doors to the many migrants fleeing their countries."
Mi piace tanto quando vedo i governanti che aprono il cuore.
Speaking to the some 40,000 pilgrims gathered in the square, Pope Francis interspersed his catechesis with many off-the-cuff remarks, which highlighted his empathy for the tens of thousands of forced migrants who are struggling to make their way into Europe as they flee violence and poverty back home. Recalling the fact that many of our brothers and sisters are living a real and dramatic situation of exile, far from their homeland.
Quanti nostri fratelli invece stanno vivendo in questo tempo una reale e drammatica situazione di esilio.
The Pope said they carry fear, the ruins of their homes in their eyes, and the pain for the loss of their loved ones. How is it possible, he said, that so much pain can fall upon innocent men, women, and children who find doors closed to them when they attempt to go elsewhere? They are there, on the border, he continued, because so many doors and so many hearts are closed. Migrants today are suffering, they are without food, and they are not allowed in. They do not feel a welcome.
Non sentono l'accoglienza.
God, he said, does not forget the pain of those who are rejected. In these cases, he continued, it is easy to ask oneself, where is God? And reflecting on a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, which he described as containing a message of consolation, Pope Francis explained that God, far from abandoning his people, reaffirms his faithful love and his promise of salvation. He said Jeremiah's words of consolation and hope have a particular resonance today in the light of so many tragic situations of exile throughout our world. He concluded looking to Easter, which, he said, proclaims the triumph of God's merciful love and the promise of reconciliation, renewal, and eternal life. I'm Linda Bordoni.